Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Good morning. If you're waking up on your hump day, it's our hump show. We've been awake. We've been waiting for you. Or if you are working these hours, we're just hanging out. You have insomnia. I know there's that factor as well. Some of you have reasons why you can't sleep or you just are bad at it. I would say I fall into that category. Whether you're driving, maybe you're traveling, whatever the case, we are happy to keep you company on this edition of The Hump Show After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Coming up this hour, still ahead on this hour of the show, your chance to ask Amy anything about 30 minutes from now. So send your last minute straggling questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or to our Facebook page. And if you would care to spend an extra second on our social, well, then you can also vote for the TD of the week. We generally do this on our Monday night show into Tuesday. Whatevs. We're keeping you on your toes. Producer Jay is back, and I'm assuming better than ever. And so he is the one to man it. The young man who worked with us last night, he put together a great list of audio. Give him credit for that. And he was very personable and amenable and didn't misfire on any of our production or our music. He did a good job keeping the microphones on when I needed him to, and he didn't blow anything up. However, there were some other moves that he made that I did not understand in the least.
Moves.
Yes. Well, producer Jay and I have a system. We communicate via hand signals, and we have a list printed up on a piece of paper of audio coming from various sectors of the sports world. Coaches, players. We're going to hear from Micah Parsons here in a second. Different audio that we find interesting. And I'm a big believer in the more voices, the bigger the radio show. I'm a big believer in the more people and opinions and perspectives and sounds that you incorporate, the bigger and the better and the badder the radio show. So we do a lot of audio. We talk in and out of it. We enjoy it. We want to put you in the moment. I'm just a big believer in radio as a whole. And when it comes to sports specifically, I'm a junkie. I would rather listen to sports on the radio most times than watch it on TV or in person even. Well, in person, I do enjoy it. And so we do this cut sheet, and our young friend last night, he did a good job putting together a list of cuts. They were all numbered, but apparently I had one set of numbers and he had a completely different set of numbers because I would hold up a five. Five. Pretty easy. You just hold up one hand with five fingers. And for some reason, Jay, he would fire cut number 12, which had nothing to do with what we were talking about. Or it wasn't the appropriate time. So I would pivot and I would just say, oh, it's okay. Just tack on number five. And then the next time I wanted audio, I'd call for number three. And he'd play 17.
Young Cube.
At least he didn't urinate down his leg. I don't exactly know what was going on. I tried to restrict my cut numbers to either single digits, so being able to use one hand or the combination of two hands, right? Not have to flash multiple numbers up so as to not confuse him. And yet, every single time I called for a cut in the middle of a segment, which, again, you and I do on a regular basis, he would play some other random cut that had nothing to do with it. Unless I specifically said the name of the coach or manager and player and exactly what he was talking about.
Which is so much harder than just picking and looking at a number and playing the number, right?
Is actually read the description and figure out which one. And then even funnier, we would get dramatic pauses. And by dramatic, I mean intermissions. Large enough to drive a semi-truck through. The young man was trying. And he was very eager and he was excited. And like I said, he did some things very well. Didn't mess up the production, didn't knock me off the air, didn't freak out. Well, goodness, we've had some people who filled in for you who they get so nervous and so anxious that it's like they have trigger finger and just they're firing the wrong sounds and musics and right. So he did well in that respect, but I don't know how I could give him one number and he would randomly play a cut that was a completely different number.
Yeah, you seem that's probably like the easiest part of it is looking at what numbers and playing that the number correlated to the number. And I'm looking actually at his system here that he did last night and it's labeled in here. It's all numbered, like numbers 8.
But maybe
Pete Carroll, number 9. It's
right, but maybe he had them backwards or I don't know because it happened 3 times until I finally waved the white flag and was like, never mind.
That's so bizarre.
It was bizarre, but it happened so many times unless I gave him the description explicitly on the air, right? So as opposed to having a little bit of mystery to it all. Oh no. It was, I might as well just tell you what the particular coach or player said.
Again, that's you might startling. Need
to, let me guess. He was trained by someone else, wasn't he?
I actually don't think I trained him. Right. Like he's been in here and watched before he came in.
He wasn't trained on this show. That's what I thought, because I don't recall him ever having worked across from me on the other side of the double paned glass. So it was fine.
It was fine. But it's just, you know, peel back the curtain a little. Our system has, like, you can really see the number, but you can't really read the description because it gets cut off.
It runs off the page,
so, like, just doing it that way is, I can't even imagine trying to do it that way. It's not the way it's supposed to be done.
Yeah.
I guess it wasn't done.
I have no idea. I wish I could tell you what was going through his mind. And the thing is, he would play the cut, and he would just look at me like everything was great. He thought that's exactly what
did
I was asking.
Did he have headphones
for.
On? Or?
I don't think
he
so.
He was just guessing.
But why do you need headphones when I flash him a number? You could be deaf and still know what number.
It's very true. Just look at the number.
But and so the first time I thought he highlighted the wrong cut, right? So he was just nervous. So the mouse went to the wrong cut or something like that. And then it happened 2 times and 3 times. And I thought, okay, never mind. I'm just going
to. But taking the pause to like find the right one.
Oh, and then
and
it was the wrong one.
A random one.
Yeah, it was just the wrong one.
Questionable.
Right. It was all right. I mean, it was. I'm sure most people didn't notice, but I thought you would find that amusing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe you can get him in here and I can like give him a proper training would be nice, but.
Nah. What's the fun
that?
In that?
Yeah.
What did Rocco Baldelli say? I thought we would split open and go up in flames or melt. Thought the place would split open and melt.
I thought the place was going to split open and melt.
Is that what almost happened?
He was a little bit nervous in there. He thought he was going to split open and melt. And so he just thought any cut was better than no cut.
I get it, I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you know he had a dump button? Probably not.
No, I didn't even bother. I didn't even bother with that because the last time I tried to explain the dump button under duress to a young man who was filling in, he completely froze and stared at me, and I had to use the dump button. And then that day following the show, he got so upset that he called in sick, quote unquote.
Since.
Really, actually, that's a good question. Where is he?
It's been a while.
Do you think he still works here?
I think I heard him a couple weekends ago.
You heard him?
Yeah, he was doing updates.
No, he should never do it.
He was.
Shouldn't do anything.
He was.
Here, he should be far away from the radio studio. He's the only person, actually there's two now, the only people in the history of After Hours who've ever been banned from working in the control room. The other one is the guy that I told you about last week, which you and I both know who this is. Who, A, calls in sick now every time he's scheduled to work on the show. So that's a dead giveaway. It's happened 3 times. And he waits to the last second. And then also the guy who, when we had a technical difficulty to start the show and a microphone issue a few months ago, instead of helping me out, he just turns on his own mic and starts talking and gives play-by-play of what's happening in here instead of getting his ass in here and trying to help. No, he decided that was a good opportunity to debut his own version of the radio show.
I still think it was sabotage.
I do too, actually. I'm with you now. Maybe that's what our young friend was doing last night. It wasn't blatant enough that you would have thought sabotage.
I couldn't see him doing that. I think he has good intentions.
He does. I think he has a good heart. He has a big ideas, just the wrong ideas.
Just look at the number. It's simple fix. Quick fix.
Just find the number. Maybe he couldn't count the 5 fingers on my hand.
Maybe he needs glasses like I did for a while.
But... Right. Producer Jay's glasses have been a revelation. He can now actually see me from the other side of the double pane glass. He used to think that I was, an Asian male. And now he knows.
Maybe that
it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. On our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, you can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. You can also vote for TD of the Week. We've got some very worthy candidates. The tweak has been made. The poll is back up. Boom, baby. P.S., when it comes to the boom, last week, Jay, how many times did you just randomly miss it?
Just one. Apparently it didn't go through.
Twice. I got tweets and Facebook messages on 2 separate mornings that you completely biffed on the boom. Mm-mm, mm-mm. You biffed the boom. That's what happened. You biffed the boom.
I will say I biffed the boom on the Friday edition of the show, but I saw someone say the Wednesday one.
Yep.
No. That must have been that our system cut it out. I hit the boom.
Oh, it's always the system. Is that what our young friend from last night can say? It was the system.
No, he doesn't have that excuse.
Okay. Just you?
Just me.
It was the system.
I did not miss it on Wednesday.
Ask Amy Anything about 25 minutes from now. We will get to it. I've mentioned this a couple times now, and I'm so glad we have the audio. I'm quite certain that producer Jay is going to fire the right cuts because he's pretty good at this. Micah Parsons coming to the defense of Zach Wilson. Honestly, didn't expect this. I would have expected Taylor Swift to attend every Chiefs game from now until Kingdom Come. Chiefs Kingdom Come. More than I would have expected Micah Parsons to come to the defense of Zach Wilson, a young quarterback who, let's be fair, has been the most criticized, maybe most talked about, certainly most overanalyzed quarterback in the NFL to this point. 4 weeks in, there's been more chatter about Zach Wilson than any other quarterback in football, outside of, say, Aaron Rodgers. But honestly, that's died down. And he was actually overshadowed in his return to MetLife on Sunday night by one Taylor Swift. So Zach Wilson goes out and nearly leads the Jets on an upset of the Chiefs. And I know nearly ifs and buts, yada, yada, yada. But he played really well. For the majority of the game, he played really well. Obviously, no one on the Jets roster played well in the first quarter. That's offense or defense. And he did have the fumble late in the game, which led to the Chiefs' possession, and they just ran the clock out. But he earned a lot of respect with the way he played. But not from Rodney Harrison, former Pro Bowl safety, who's a Super Bowl champions, because it's October. A Super Bowl champion, and he used the word garbage to describe Zach Wilson on network TV. So Sunday Night Football, He's part of the pregame and halftime and postgame and blah, blah, blah. And he actually called Zach Wilson garbage, which I am so staunchly opposed to. You can say an athlete played like garbage or trash, but don't call people that. It's so disrespectful and rude, and I hate it. It makes me cringe. Apparently, Micah Parsons doesn't like it either, as he expresses on the Micah Parsons pod.
To me, bro, like, that's just not right. And listen, I always keep my faith in God, and I'm gonna just keep this real with you. I truly believe that we are not one to judge. We cannot just keep saying someone's garbage, saying who's special, who's not special. Now, if you're a really good football player, yes, Chris Jones is a really good football player. Is he a better player than Zach Wilson? Yes, but Chris has built himself upon that. We're not giving that same courtesy of Zach Wilson. Let him grow. He's continually get better each week and week out. And that's just, to me, that's a fraudulent move. Because everyone deserves a chance to be better. Like, I just, like, even me, I'm not the one to decide who's special and who's not special. You know, Zach Wilson is special in his own way, bro.
Micah Parsons coming to the defense of Zach Wilson. Now, he may be blowing smoke in terms of Zach Wilson as a quarterback. However, he balks at the idea that Zach is garbage, or that an analyst, and this is how I feel, it's so unprofessional to devolve into that realm where you're calling fellow NFL players garbage. And so Rodney Harrison actually was doing this conversation with Chris Jones, which that's why Micah mentions Chris Jones. He was trying to kind of set him up, maybe even bait him, a little clickbait there, into criticizing Zach Wilson. And actually, Jones surprised Rodney when he said Wilson is special. And so that's where Rodney responded by calling him garbage. It seems like Rodney reached out to the Jets, maybe to make it right, to apologize. And I guess I appreciate that. That's professional. But I really admire Micah Parsons for the way that he stuck up for Zach and stuck up for athletes who are constantly in the spotlight.
You can't sit here and say, oh, you look at the tape and he's garbage. Like, come on, Rodney. Like, you didn't even do that. You can say he's not a Mahomes tier. Yeah, you can say that. But you can't say that he's not a good quarterback. He's a starting quarterback in the NFL. If Rodney, you can show me you can do it, then you do it. If you were so good, like, bro, like, he's a top five pick. He got drafted that high for a reason. Let his traits and everything he do grow, bro. Zach, bro, if you out there, I hope you win. I really do. I hope you win. I hope you grow into the player that no one thinks that you can grow into, bro. Because there's a lot of people that's hating on you, brother.
This is what I said. This is what I said to you on Sunday night. Zach Wilson has turned into a sympathetic figure. The backlash and the flood of criticism from the media, and Rodney Harrison is now part of the media. He may be a Patriots legend and a Super Bowl champion, but he is now part of the media. Honestly, he's been out of the league for long enough that there are probably a lot of people who don't remember that he played for the Patriots, or who now see him more as an analyst, and that's how they were introduced to him. But there has been such a flood of criticism, with Rodney Harrison maybe kind of being the exclamation point, or, if you will, the straw that broke the camel's back, that other athletes like Micah Parsons and LeBron James, how about that, are weighing in to defend Zach, and they're rooting for Zach. Sure, he's had a really rough start to his NFL career, but the maturity is there now. His accountability, the way that he blames himself, the way that his teammates are clearly supporting him. You've even got LeBron, who's right now in the middle of ramping up for the Lakers season, putting on Twitter, "Hell of a game, kid. You win as a team and lose as a team. Keep your head up high and keep pushing forward. If it was easy, everyone would do it." I mean, I'm telling you, it's now gone over, like rolled over into this flood of sentiment for Zach Wilson because people are tired of hearing him ripped up one side and down another. One more from Micah Parsons, and I think players can empathize, I guess not former players, but current players, because they all recognize they're the ones who could be criticized next.
I get we all love the game of football, but at the end of the day, we got to remember these people are like, Zach is a human being, bro. Zach is a human. We don't use our platform to degrade other players. This is not what we do. We use our platform to uplift people. We use our platform to talk good about people. Say, Zach, build confidence. You know, every person in this world just needs someone to believe in them, okay?
Aww.
And I'm big on that.
I love Micah Parsons. He might be one of my new favorite athletes. So it's gotten to the point now where it's other media members taking shots at Rodney Harrison. Matt Leinart, you remember him, former USC quarterback, NFL QB for a minute. He's now with Fox. He says, this is trash. Now, he doesn't say Harrison is trash. He says, this is trash. Our job in media is to analyze and critique, not to rip these guys apart, especially after a great game. Robert Saleh did address it in his Monday press conference about Harrison.
It's part of the profession, fair or unfair. It's not, even though it feels personal, it's not personal. You can't take it personal. People are trying to eat too and trying to, we get it. You know, it's just part of the business, part of the profession. Rodney, this morning handled everything the right way. Rodney's a good man, and whatever he's getting for that is, it's water under the bridge. I think he's handled it exactly the way he's supposed to.
Okay, maybe Robert Saleh's referring to him reaching out to the Jets, but he's absolutely not handled it the way he's supposed to by calling a player garbage. That's when you cross a line, in my opinion, as someone who's been doing this for years. Now, I think that Rodney more than likely regrets saying that, and that's not generally he's pretty spicy, but that's not generally where he goes. I just love the fact that so many NFL players are standing up for Zach Wilson now, and that you've got, I think, an appropriate response by other members of the media and by some of his peers who work in media as well.
Don't make shit up, okay?
Oh, just wait till Aaron Rodgers gets a hold of you, Rodney Harrison. Zach Wilson's his dude. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, send your questions for Ask Amy. Coming up, Damian Lillard, funny stuff. He actually thought he was headed to Toronto for a hot second, but why he's not going to get carried away with all the hype. Oh, you call it the hype train. He's not going to ride the hype train about the Milwaukee Bucks just yet.
The hype train.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I continue leaving trails, but won't be for the Blazers. To the fans, man, I love you, it's unconditional. Reasons for me leaving the city's nothing typical. So it's imperative not to believe the narrative. Just know that what I left is better than what I inherited. I leave at peace because I know in the end that this is business. Hope you remember all the things you got to sit and witness.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Damian Lillard, also a rapper, and it's his farewell ode to Portland. He did say that he would explain it all. He did say that he would give the Portland Trailblazers fans their due. But man, he is peace out.
I continue leaving trails, but won't be for the Blazers.
Well, that's telling. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Do you think he wrote that and performed it ahead of time so he'd be ready to drop it whenever the trade happened?
Yeah, he probably wrote that a few months ago, I would imagine.
For a while, he thought he wanted to be a Miami Heat. How are you a Miami Heat? He wanted to be a member of the Miami Heat. He wanted to be a Miami Heat stroke. Sorry, I'll stop. He's now a member of the Portland Trailblazers, but man, this cracked me up. He, for a hot second, thought that he was headed to Toronto courtesy of his friend OG Anunoby.
Everything was up in the air, and I was on the phone, and I just got a random text from OG, like, welcome to Toronto.
OG Anunoby over there.
Yeah, and he was like, welcome to Toronto. And he always, like, messing around, like, joking and stuff like that. We trained together in the summer a little bit. And he texted me, like, welcome to Toronto. So I was like, man, let me call this dude and see. And I, you know, I finally called him. He didn't answer. Then he called me back. He was laughing. I was like, okay. But I was like, it just caught me off guard. Like, I know it didn't happen like that, you know. So,
could you imagine? Because so often it happens these days that athletes, really members of the sports industry, find out their fate via social media. And so there is a distinct possibility that OG Anunoby could have found out and would have been quicker to know than Damian Lillard. And remember, there were lots of rumors and plenty of speculation that he was headed to Toronto.
I saw that the day before the Bucks move went. Not right. Cool by OG.
Which is why I was surprised when he ended up in Milwaukee. But they wanted him. They wanted a running mate for Giannis. They certainly wanted to prove to Giannis that they were serious. And so Damian Lillard it is. And yeah, Dame admits, sure, this roster with Chris Middleton, who's a dirt dog, with the offense and defense of Brooke Lopez. Remember, he's good for a 20-point game every now and then, plus the blocks. This team, yeah, it looks great on paper, but
Giannis and I spoke, and it was, you know, I think the focal point of that conversation was just that, yes, it looks good, you know, and it's an attractive thing, me and him playing together, the kind of team that we have, but the work has to get done.
These guys have got to find some chemistry, find a rhythm, find a groove right away. And I don't know, I kind of feel like since it's the NBA and everyone plays with his BFF, that this is pretty routine for a lot of these guys, but not for Dame, right? And not for Giannis. So Dame has been with Portland his entire career, about a decade. This is all new for him. You could compare it to Aaron Rodgers, though Rodgers twice as long in Green Bay. But the only thing he's ever known is Portland and how Portland does business. He's never been a favorite, which is kind of interesting. I mean, he's been in one hell of a backcourt with CJ McCollum, the highest scoring backcourt in the NBA in the past. He's been first team all pro or first team all NBA. He's been in the playoffs, obviously, but he's never been looked at as top dog and a favorite. So that's different for him. And also now playing with Giannis, who is an MVP and is, it's hard to say he's better than Dame, but Dame has always been the best player on the team. He's always been big fish in a small pond. That is not the same now with Giannis. And so they've got to find that rhythm.
We got to watch film together, because we have to expedite, you know, our chemistry. We cannot just wait to play in training camp and then play in the first game of the preseason game and then we figure things out. We got to get in the film room and try to talk with one another and see how can we click, how can our games come together. But at the end of the day, I know that we're both willing to kind of be ourselves and kind of let the other guy be himself, because I need Dame to be Dame, you know, and I think he needs me to be me.
And we would not want you to be anyone else, Giannis, as in anyone else. I mean, Giannis has talked about leaving his options open for the future, or he's put it out there. He's put it out there in the universe. But this is pre-Dame trade. So now what about his future in Milwaukee?
It does not make sense for me to sign it right now. I got to, you know, always look at what's the best for me and my family. For my situation, but at the end of the day, like, I want to be a Milwaukee back for the rest of my career as long as we are winning. It's simple as that. Like, what do you expect me to say? To be the Milwaukee back and be a loser? That's never going to come out of my mouth. It did not make sense to sign a contract right now, you know, like, because money is not important. A lot of money is important. So I'm going to sign it next year.
I'm not going to stay forever. I'm paraphrasing. I'm not going to be a Milwaukee Buck forever and be a loser. He's the best.
That's never going to come out of my mouth.
I'll stay a Milwaukee Buck forever and be a loser. I just love the fact that Giannis is back in front of a microphone. Let's go. Now, Jimmy Butler also back in front of a microphone, sporting a new hairdo. And honestly, it wouldn't have mattered what he said. The hair was going to capture all of the attention. We'll get to that before the show is done. But straight ahead, Ask Amy Anything, part of the Hump Show on Twitter, After Hours CBS, our Facebook page. Vote for TD of the Week and send your questions, because that is next.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Oh, it's that time of the week again. Producer Jay always shows up for this edition of the show. It's the Hump Show, middle show of the work week, and your chance to ask Amy anything. If you have not heard or have not seen them, parts one and two of Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle are currently posted to YouTube. And man, we're getting a lot of traffic. Haven't even shared the second part on Twitter or Facebook yet, and you all are finding the video anyway. My mom's response to the videos, poor Bob. What? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Producer Jay has got more questions. I'm assuming non-wedding questions. Oh, but you know what happens when you assume.
Yes. So even though we have two videos on YouTube dedicated to the wedding, the people still want to know more. So I have to give a little tease here. We got to get one in there. This one came in late. It comes from Roger. And he wants to know a question we didn't address in the video.
Oh.
What were Bob's first words to you?
Is it bad if I can't remember? Actually, I'm pretty sure it was something along the lines of, hey, great to meet you. Because my mother introduced us at her church. I will never forget the date or where we were or even what he was wearing. A bright salmon-colored polo shirt. But I don't exactly know his words. My mom said, Bob, I'd like you to meet my daughter, Amy. And I'm sure his words were nice to meet you. Even if I don't remember that, though, do I get brownie points for remembering always the date of our first date and that we went fishing and the fact that it took him weeks to ask me out? Weeks. He called, he hemmed, he hawed. We were on the phone for 2.5 hours over a couple of different phone calls before he could open up his mouth and ask me. And I almost had to shame him into it. He was so nervous. Oh, he's going to kill me for telling this story. He was so nervous that he tried to get off the phone and just say, oh, okay, well, I'll see you at church then. And I blurted out, that's when you're going to see me? And he goes, well, okay, all right. If you're not too busy when you're here in Houston, would you like to get together on Monday? Yes, I would. And I followed it up with, are you ready for this, Jay? Maybe a little mean, but I couldn't help it. That wasn't so hard, was it?
Oh, he's sweet. Come on. That's funny.
It was like dragging, who knows? It was like dragging him kicking and screaming. It's not easy. He was very nervous. Now he's not, well, yeah, he's great. That's what I'll always tell people about our first date, though.
I think it's, you get more brownie points if you remember what he was wearing, the color. That counts.
Those remember details. Where we were. I love that you're trying to land the plane when I just told you about poor Bob and how embarrassed he was.
All right. Well, this comes from Andrew, who wants help. He says, please settle a disagreement between me and my wife. Mustache, beard, or clean shaven?
Clean shaven, baby. I'm all about clean shaven. I am a no facial hair kind of gal. But here's the thing. I wouldn't expect Bob to keep his face the way that I want him to unless he likes it that way. So I would adjust, just like I wouldn't allow him to tell me how to do my hair. I would take suggestions. Hey, babe, how do you like it? But I wouldn't change my hair just based on what he thought, honestly. It's my hair. I need to be happy with it, just like it's his face, so he needs to be happy with it.
Well, I'm not sure what side you're on there, Andrew, but there's your answer. And this one comes in from Rob. We got to get some Star Wars in here because it's been a while. Okay. He wants to know, who is the most underrated Star Wars character?
Honestly, I think you're finding more about her now. It's Ahsoka. It's the Jedi Master who never was actually coined Jedi Master because she never went through the trials. But the fact that she left the Jedi Order and then continued behind the scenes, she escaped the Purge, right? She escaped Order 66. She went on then to help organize the rebellion, and she became a central figure. And I never knew about her until I started watching Clone Wars. She was Anakin's original Padawan. Clone Wars and then Rebels. And now I'm almost done with season 2 of Mandalorian, and then I can launch into Ahsoka. I'm telling you, she is an unsung hero that more people need to know about.
Love it. I got to watch that show, too.
I talked about her with one of my fifth graders on Sunday at church. That's how she's an icon.
She is. And this one comes from Charlie, who wants to know, which Star Wars character are you most like?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm not a princess, but I am a Spitfire, and I'm also a rebel. So I would say probably Princess Leia, though she had a lot more clout and royalty than me, but I run my mouth the same way that she ran hers.
This one comes from Paul. He wants to know, on your weekend days off, how do you transition to being a day person and then back to a night person at the beginning of the following week? He says, I feel like this must be just about impossible.
No, it's... Well, I know. You tell me. Is it impossible? You hear me every Sunday night into Monday morning when I'm flipping the schedule again. Yeah, I try to wake up earlier on Fridays, but sometimes if I haven't slept well all week, it's actually really challenging, so I just go ahead and stay in bed. But the key on Friday is not staying up late. What I've noticed is that I get really sleepy around 9:30, 10 o'clock. 10:30 is pushing it. If I stay up past that on Friday night, my body clock kicks in and I completely miss the window. And so if I can go to bed at 10:30 on a Friday night, I know, try not to be jealous at how exciting my life is, then I will get a good 6, maybe 7 hours of sleep because the body clock does kick in 4 o'clock, 4:30, at the latest 5 o'clock on a Saturday morning. And no matter what I do, I can't get back to sleep. So the earlier I go to bed on Friday, the more sleep I get on, you know, on that Friday night. But also the key, Saturday afternoon or evening naps, depending upon the sports schedule. No joke. Best sleep I get of the entire week is Saturday afternoon. I sleep like I rock. Like I'm dead. I'm completely dead.
There's
on Saturday afternoon
where I can't even help it. It's just, it's happening. Yes. Like my eyes are going to close around 4 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time. And it's just going to happen. Yeah. It's a great nap.
Right. No matter how much caffeine. And so I take good nap on Saturday afternoon. I go to bed at a reasonable hour on Saturday evening. Of course, there's, you know, baseball and college football too. And then Sunday, you just got to suck it up. Be awake for 24 hours until Monday morning. That hurts.
Yeah. All right, this comes from Mike, actually. Mike wants to know, is there a food item you disliked as a child?
Oh, yes.
That you now eat
Say
on a
no
regular
more.
Basis?
Beets. Beets. I couldn't stand them as a kid. My mother made us eat canned beets. We ate a lot of canned goods because we didn't have a lot of money. Canned pickled beets. I couldn't stand them. I would sit at the table for hours before I would eat those damn things. Now I love beets, but not pickled beets. I love fresh beets that I put in my salad. So good.
And this one's simple, but I actually don't think I've ever asked this before. Rob wants to know, what's your favorite dessert, just overall?
I'm an ice cream shill. I do love ice cream. So if I could eat ice cream every single day, I would. Last two nights, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Bob and I have had ice cream with leftover pancakes, apple cinnamon pancakes. They were in the freezer. I saved some for him, and we've warmed up the pancakes and had ice cream on top. Oh, so good. Also, I baked island cookies, one of your favorites, mm-hmm. and we've had island cookies lying around the house. But yes, I'd go with ice cream, or if not that, then a coconut cream pie, which is my absolute favorite pie of all time.
Gary wants to know, are you a Taco Tuesday type of person?
I am a Taco Tuesday, but I'm also a Taco Wednesday, a Taco Thursday, sometimes a Taco Friday. Would you believe that Bob and I had tacos on Friday night? So, Taco Friday, it was. I'll take tacos anytime.
There's really never a bad time for tacos.
Soft tacos, if you will.
Nice, even better. This one comes from Daniel in honor of playoff baseball. He wants to know, if you were going to the plate, what would be your walk-up song?
Oh, gosh. It's got to be something Backstreet Boys. Everybody?
That works. That's fitting. I think I'll get the crowd going.
It has to be Backstreet Boys. Let me think. Okay, so come back to that as part, like, after Rapid Fire, and I'll give you the exact song. But I'm a Backstreet Boys shill.
This comes from Big Jim, who wants to know, what was your favorite sitcom as a teen?
As a teen?
As a teen.
I don't even remember sitcoms as a teen. I think my mom got mad at me if I caught old reruns of Three's Company. I watched a little bit of Brady Bunch. Was that a sitcom?
Yeah, right?
Okay.
I think so.
All right.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to say. Yeah, there's a. I mean, I liked Different Strokes. Mm-hmm. Oh, Growing Pains. Growing Pains was my favorite when I was a kid. Now I remember. Growing Pains with Kirk Cameron.
Maria asked.
Oh, I was in love with Kirk Cameron. Every friend I had in school was in love with Kirk Cameron.
Maria asked, is there a scent that immediately takes you back to your childhood?
Yeah, for certain, fresh Christmas tree scent or fresh pine tree scent, because we always had a fresh Christmas tree. What else? Oh, gosh. My grandmother, she passed it along to my mom, made wedding soup. My mom now makes wedding soup. It's an Italian thing, so probably the smell of wedding soup, too. Goodness. The smell of snow. Did you know snow has a smell?
Sure.
Uh-huh. That one for sure. Takes me back to New Hampshire.
All right, we'll end with some rapid fire. Pedal or electric bike?
Pedal. Though I have an electric bike. Mm.
Yodeling or beatboxing?
Actually, I have a battery-operated bike. Yodeling or beatboxing?
Correct.
What do those two things have in common?
Noises that come out of your mouth.
Oh, beatboxing, I guess.
Dine-in or take-out?
Dine-in.
Thai or Italian?
Oh, ouch! I love Thai food, but I am Italian, so it's got to be Italian.
Farmer's market or flea market?
Farmer's market.
Jazz band or symphony orchestra?
Symphony orchestra.
Couch potato or gym rat?
Couch potato.
Last one here. Houston in July or Buffalo in January?
Oh, Buffalo in January. Give me snow. Give me cold. Give me all of that, Buffalo. I figured it out. My walk-up song, I want it that way.
Yes.
The Backstreet Boys. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus, just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.